Well, hello there. Welcome to the Mill Housing Nation, What I Wish I Would Have Known Before I PCS'd podcast. I'm your host, Lindsay Linton. Over the next 20 minutes, we're dishing out tips, tricks, and actionable steps you can implement to make your next PCS an easy one. Before we get started, a quick shout out to our sponsor, Mill Housing Network. Mill Housing Network connects military families with local military real estate experts all over the country. If you're considering buying or selling a home, go to milhousingnetwork.com or search us on Facebook. All right. Well, today's guest is a fellow military spouse, children's book author, and writer for Military Times, Maria Cardona. Thank you for being here.
Thank you for having me. Good morning.
Super excited. Well, before we started recording, we actually went live on the Mill Housing Network Facebook page, and we were talking about a couple of really exciting things, so I'm excited to jump into the meat of it.
Mm-hmm.
Yay.
Me too. Yay.
All right. So let's talk about you first, okay. And then we're going to jump into your accomplishments and your books, because I'm really excited to learn more about that. So tell me, how long have you been a military spouse, and how many PCSs?
Whoa. So let's see. In terms of marriage, well, let's just put it this way. I have been a military spouse for about 20 years.
Okay.
Yeah, it's actually been really long.
It
goes by really fast. About almost 20 years, okay. I should say. And we have PCS'd at least, oh my, 8, maybe 9 times.
Oh my.
Yeah, one time. There was one time in 2 years where we actually PCS'd four times in 2 years, and that was hard.
Yeah. Oh my gosh.
Yeah. And Chris has been in the Army for about 22 years.
Well, thank you for the service from you and your family.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
Because everybody serves.
True.
So tell me more about how the military has impacted your career.
Wow. How it has impacted my career. You know, just from meeting other military spouses and PCSing just in general from one spot to another, you learn a lot from everybody. Mm-hmm. You learn to make friends every 2 years, mm-hmm. and you learn to support each other. You know, I always tell a lot of when people ask me, how do you do it? It's got to be hard. But when you put your soldier and your family first before anything else, it makes a huge difference. Don't worry about what other people are thinking of or what you should do or how you should do things. Worry about, just focus on your soldier, mm-hmm. or your military service member and your family first. And that's, mm-hmm. more important than anything else. So being in the military community, that's what I've learned. Mm-hmm. And it's helped me a lot to navigate whether you are fresh coming into being marrying somebody into the military, or you've been a veteran for 20 years. It gets easier. I wouldn't say it gets easier, but you learn a lot. Mm-hmm. You have your ups and downs, mm-hmm. but you obtain so much courage and strength, mm-hmm. In the community and as a military spouse. So,
oh, resilience.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mean, that is really one thing that I see across the board from all of our military spouses, mm-hmm. and especially in the workforce, the resiliency for military spouses.
Mm-hmm.
Because you have to be resilient in this life.
Yeah, yes, you do. I mean, you pick up and go really every 2 to 3 years. And, mm-hmm. you know, the minute you find your tribe or you found a job, you have to leave in 4 months. And so then it's starting back from the beginning.
Mm-hmm. Really. Oh, yes.
We know that, right?
Starting over. So let's talk about your books. Mm-hmm. I mean, you've written 2 children's books.
Yes.
I've learned from our conversation before we started recording that it, mm-hmm. has been a process.
Mm-hmm.
So talk to us about, you know, what spurred this adventure and how it became these 2 super successful,
sure.
books. Well, one's launching here in like a week.
Yes. So my second one, Unsung Heroes, will be released next week, December 4th.
Okay.
And it will be available through all the major retailers, Amazon, Target, Barnes & Nobles. And that Unsung Heroes was a 2-year process. I treated it as my baby, very gently. But basically my first book, The ABCs of the Army, that started in 2016, I want to say. Yes, almost 2 years ago, 2016.
So when y'all first moved to Colorado.
Mm-hmm. Actually, no, not 2016. Oh my gosh, it really has been that long. 2014.
Oh,
I apologize.
Okay. Yeah.
It's actually 2014. I was we were in the middle of a PCS, and just realized I wanted to read my daughter a military book, and mm-hmm. we did not have a single military book. And so I did a little bit of research. There really wasn't anything out there that I loved or that really spoke to us. Mm-hmm. And so I said one night, I'm going to do this, Chris. And he said, do it. And I did. And it became a huge success. And that led me to write my second one, Unsung Heroes.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Oh, man. So talk to us about what is the ABCs of the Army?
So, I mean, by its title itself, it's all about the Army. Go Army.
Hey now.
So each letter, it's ABCs of the Army from A to Z. And basically each alphabet sort of is like an acronym for something. For example, P is for PCS.
Okay. Yep.
P is for PCS, permanent change of station. And the reason why I inserted that in there, it's because you'll be surprised, especially with new spouses coming into the military, or even veteran spouses who have actually been married maybe 5 to 10 years, but they necessarily don't move that much, mm-hmm. didn't realize, don't even know what PCS meant. And that's why I put it in there. It's, you know, you're moving.
Yep.
So like I said, there are little acronyms. P is for PCS. H is for HUA. A is for airborne, mm-hmm. you know, so kind of like going backwards on that. But but my favorite one is W for Whoopi. So we have this Whoopi that Chris has been deployed with 3 times. And so it's kind of been like our staple at our home. We always have it in our living room that we use all the time. I drag the kids on it. And, you know, especially right now, it's wintertime, it's cold. We use this Whoopi that he had in Iraq and in Afghanistan. So it's a treasure to us.
That's awesome.
So that's my first book, learning all about the ABCs of
okay.
the Army.
So like an intro.
It's like an intro,
okay.
yes.
Love it,
intro,
love it.
To the Army. And my second book, Unsung Heroes, I wrote this when Chris was deployed. And I just was writing a lot of emotions down about how I felt, how we really felt, how I just really wanted to capture what a military family goes through at that time mm-hmm. during a deployment, before a deployment and during a deployment, and then after deployment. So it sort of shows the resilience of military children's, military families, and the sweet homecoming at the end mm-hmm. when we get that hug. Mm-hmm. So that's what Unsung Heroes is all about, celebrating and saluting, honestly, military families.
Well, I think it's, 1.3 military families serve. And so it's a huge part of our American demographic. And mm-hmm. I think it's definitely awesome that you're highlighting that so mm-hmm. that not only military families can have a book that they can relate to. Mm-hmm. And I'd love that you talked about how there is not a lot of material for your kids.
Yes.
I experienced something very similar with mine. And it was like, I got a book, and I got it through the Air Force Family Readiness Center, and it talked about my daddy's an airman. So it just kind of highlighted, like, my daddy's an airman, my daddy serves, and mm-hmm. just I read that book to my kids so that they could understand why dad sometimes wasn't there.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think it's really important to educate our kids, and I think doing that through books and allowing the civilians to also understand what military mm-hmm. families go through.
Yes, but they're very strong.
Yeah.
They have a lot of courage, without
yes.
a doubt. Yeah.
Yes.
And I'm proud to be part of that military community. So
that's exciting. Yeah. Well, and it's fun because we were talking before we started recording, you know, being here, and I know that y'all are towards the tail end of your military career and transitioning mm-hmm. a little bit to work, you know, having more civilian friends.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know if you experience this as I do, but when I talk about what we go through, the eyes bulge mm-hmm. and you know, they just don't have any idea.
They don't. Yeah. I remember my friend Carrie. I'm going to give a shout out to my friend Carrie. Noriega. But I just remember her. She was like, look, this is my first time. I've never had a really great, true friend in the military. And with this deployment, I really don't know what's going on. But we're going to learn together. You're going to teach me. And if you ever need any help, just please ask me.
That's awesome.
So. Yeah. And so, but like you said, yeah, it can be a little clueless, but yeah, it's educational as well.
Yeah. Well, and I think it's good for folks to understand that you can be friends.
Yes.
With
military
spouses.
We're cool.
We are cool. And definitely get to know us.
Yes.
So tell me, I know I love your passion for creating military children's books. Mm-hmm. So tell me more about your work with Military Times. I imagine that, you know, you can take it no matter where you go. And it's a good, it's, I mean, gosh, 10,000 people on average look at the website. So tell me more about what you write for them and what Military Times is doing.
Yes. So, I mean, I love Military Times. They took a chance on me in writing. And, you know, I write when I can. So usually like maybe every 3 to 6 months, I'll do a commentary and submit it. And what Military Times is expanding on is taking tips from military spouses and sort of adding them to the Military Times articles. It's because they are, like you said, we are part of the military community.
We're here too.
And we serve. And so that's what they're trying. That's what they're trying to do, is to expand a military spouse genre. And so when I write for them, they want to share ideas from one spouse to another. And so I'm just happy, incredibly honored that they take my tips, and my resources are military spouses.
Awesome.
I like to ask military spouses their opinions and if it's okay to share them, because their voice counts in everything. What may be different, what may seem normal to one person might be different to another person. So, or what might seem okay may not be okay to another person. So I always like to highlight military spouses, their ideas and opinions. So a couple of commentaries that I wrote like from the beginning was how to support Gold Star families. I am proud to be their friend and family member. Obviously it's not in the best circumstances, but I love them, and I wanted to highlight Gold Star families and how they really felt when somebody approached them. What it really came down to is just be a friend. Just show up. That's the most important thing. Show up with a plate of dinner. Tell them, you know, don't even worry about cooking tonight. I got you. Even if it's a McDonald's run, you're fine.
Yeah.
Chick-fil-A might be better.
Yeah.
But just little stuff like that. And I wrote something for Mother's Day, and, you know, how military spouses felt on Mother's Day. And recently I just, one was just published and it went live last week, I believe. Is your soldiers deployed, you know, tips from other spouses to sort of help you through the holiday deployment.
Sure.
So.
And I'm sure that's got to be a sore subject in the
climate
for you.
Yes. I enjoyed writing it, but it was a little bittersweet, so to speak. You get a little, I got a little teary-eyed writing it, but because you think of your deployed soldier a lot during these quiet moments. But yes, Military Times. They are doing a fantastic job of letting the military community be aware of what's going on, and for expanding their genre to military spouses.
Yeah.
And I love that. I love that they're including military spouses, because, like I said, their opinions matter.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. It takes the unit.
Yeah.
So speaking of deployed spouse, we have your spouse in studio with us in spirit. So
yes.
Tell us about
Daddy board. Or Flat Chris. So I take this board around with me. We call him Daddy Board. And he goes with us everywhere. And when I say everywhere, I mean everywhere. Just this weekend, he was with us at Breck in the snow. Indoors, though. We couldn't bring him outdoors. But now he's here at the studio with me. But he has attended, Chris deployed about 2 weeks ago to Afghanistan for 9 months. And so far he has been to a Thanksgiving feast. He's been to play dates. He has been to Thanksgiving. He has been to Target on, what is it? It's not Black Friday, but when Target opens on Thanksgiving Day at 5 o'clock.
Oh,
he was in line with me.
Oh, no way. That's funny.
Yeah, so we take him everywhere. The reason for him is we don't want him to feel like he's missing out on any memories. Mm-hmm. And we don't want him to feel like he's not there and he feels bad that he can't be there for our girls. So he's there everywhere. And the girls love it because every day they're like, where's Daddy Board? Don't forget Daddy Board. We need to take a picture with Daddy Board. So that's what we do. We take a picture daily and we post it on Facebook.
That's awesome.
I think our family friends get a kick out of it.
But I think it's such a visual reminder. And so for those of you that are listening, that it's a cardboard cutout of her husband in uniform that gets folded up and taken everywhere. And that's awesome.
It is.
Good tip.
Yeah.
I know a lot of people do the daddy dolls.
Yes.
I've seen daddy dolls. Mm-hmm. I've never seen a cutout, so that's a really cool tip.
Thank you. Thank you. We love it.
Do you have any advice for our listeners that want to get connected with you, that want to talk about either getting your books or it might be a good contributor for anything that you're writing for Military Times? How would they get connected with you?
Oh, yes. Definitely. You could go on my Facebook. I'm on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter, Maria Cordova at Unsung. Currently, it's at Unsung Heroes Book because of my book that's coming out. But you could always email me through there. Through there. And also my website, mariacordova.com.
Okay.
That's probably my best. It has my contact information on that. My email is mc@mariacordova.com. And please, shoot me a message. Check the site out. Check the reviews out. And to check out what's going on, events that's going on around here.
Yeah. Okay. Mm-hmm. And Maria is donating her two books, one that's going to be releasing here very soon for our Mill Housing Nation listeners. So definitely tune in to figure out how you can win one of her books because not to toot her horn. Well, I am going to toot her horn. But her first book, ABCs of the Army, has sold how many copies?
Almost 2,500. About 2,500 copies.
Yeah, say it, girl. I mean, just say it.
So I was very excited about that. 2,500 copies.
She was on Fox and Friends. I mean, this girl is on fire and I think deserves the tooting.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate that. I appreciate that.
And the books are definitely a great tool for military families that want to be able to connect with their kids, have those conversations about what dad or mom does in the military, because females serve too. Mm-hmm. So definitely want to highlight that. And I think this is just awesome. So again, if you want to get connected with you, go to your website, mariacordova.com.
Yes.
Okay. And I'm assuming there's links to buy the books there?
Yes.
Okay. Great. So definitely go check out the books. Great holiday gifts.
It is.
For military families. Yes.
Past, present, and future.
Yes. Love it. Well, thank you, Maria. Thank you so much for being a guest today.
Thank you so much for having me. I appreciate that.
Awesome. To view today's show notes and to connect with our guest, visit milhousingnetwork.com. Click on the podcast tab and look for today's episode. To get connected to our local communities, join our Facebook group, Things I Wished I Knew Before I PCS'd on Facebook. And don't forget, also head over to iTunes and hit the subscribe button to subscribe to our podcast. I'm your host, Lindsay Linton. Thank you so much for listening and tune in next week as we feature another amazing guest. Bye for now, listeners.